And this Psalm 59, it has got a similar background of Psalms 56, 57, and 58. And in this chapter, we can see David is praying for a deliverance from his enemies who lie in wait for him. And at the end, he sends the victory is sure, and he is closing the psalm with thanksgiving. And still we can separate this under two major sections. From verse 1 to 10, we can see he's pleading for deliverance. And then from verses 11 to 17, and he's requesting for punishment for the enemies. And then you can see the refrain from verses 9 and 17. But if you want to know under what circumstances David composed this psalm, we can turn our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses from 11 to 18. And I'm reading from New King James Version. Saul also sent messengers to David's house to watch him and to kill him in the morning. And Michal, or Michael, I don't know how to pronounce the name correctly, David's wife told him, saying, "If you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed." So Michal left David down through a window, and he went and fled and he escaped. And Michal took an image and laid it in the bed, put a cover of goat's hair for his head, and covered it with clothes. So when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, "He is sick." Then Saul sent the messengers back to see David, saying, "Bring him up to me in the bed, that I may kill him." And when the messengers had come in, there was the image in the bed with a cover of goat's hair for his head. Then Saul said to Michal, "Why have you deceived me like this and sent my enemy away so that he has escaped?" And Michal answered Saul, "He said to me, 'Let me go. Why should I kill you?'" So David fled and escaped and went to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and stayed in Nayal. While reading of this scripture, we don't know how David's wife came to know about the secret plans of Saul trying to kill David. Might be she might have watching the soldiers hiding and waiting for David to come out, or because he knew what her dad is like. So in much love of David, she want him to escape from his father's plan. So she's opening the window and letting him down. But I don't know exactly how, where the window was, because if we read in sometimes in the scriptures, when mainly the olden days, houses have only one entrance, and somewhere in the courtyard, they may have the openings. And you can see it is similar when Joshua and the soldiers went to the house, and she has to open the roof and they have to escape through the roof. And in the similar story when Jesus was preaching, and you can see the others, the sick, they let the send the sick person, they open the roof and they let him down. We don't know how the windows were during those time, but we know that she send them David to escape. And she kept the image. And we can see that he's lying to her dad when she asked, but because Saul thought the daughter could help him in the plan, but he can see that he was deceived. And if he tell her the truth, that it could put her life under a difficult situation. But when she said that he tried to kill me, and that could have aroused Saul's anger a bit more, and that could have put him under more circumstances to kill David with more vengeance. But during this time, difficult time, what do you think? It will be safe to fight or to run away from the present circumstances? And we know David is also a famous person that time, and Saul is also famous that time, and no doubt when Saul called for help, they may come and help him, but it could have led to civil war that time. And we can see the similar circumstances when soldiers came to arrest Jesus. He submitted to them willfully so that they can have their day. And in those circumstances, you know, David was anointed as a king. And if God is a great God, why he permitted Saul to be a king? And he could have many doubts at that time. And still, we know that the ark was in a Levite's home in Kirjath Jearim. And he may have many doubts. If he had made me Israel king for Israel, why this is going on? He could have thought that I should have spent my time by attending to my sheep instead of coming and being a king and running away with this life. And we can see often he go to the Samuel's house, and he could have questioned him there why this is happening. And I believe Samuel could have explained to him in a better way, that he might have understood the love of God. And in no doubt that, sorry, the 16, but I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense. Maybe he could have composed in that night, whole night, thinking of it. But he prayed a wonderful prayer. But when we read this one, we may think he want to punish his enemies. Yes, definitely he know everyone will have their reward. But this word was attracted my attention. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. They don't want to be destroyed, but they want to come to know about the God. Because he has been in the same situation and he was running away from God. And sometimes our memories won't be great what God has done to us in the past. And I can share you with a similar experience where I failed to praise God for my deliverance. This was around in, I can't remember the exact year, maybe in year 2000 or 2001, when we are working in Nepal. That time we had a curfew so that during the night time no vehicle can travel. But on that particular day, we traveled from India and we reached Nepal during the night. And when we inquired carefully everywhere, they said, no problem, we can go. But the taxi traveled for a certain distance. And through the halfway, we are stopped and asked to get down or to return back, because the curfew starts from that place, so we can't move forward. And as we are standing there and wondering what to do, and suddenly a hospital ambulance passed by the way, I couldn't hold on and I started to run behind the ambulance to stop them, and I was screaming, stop, stop the ambulance. And once they stopped, I asked them, couldn't you recognize me? And they recognized me and they stopped the ambulance. But when I looked around, I can see the police or military officers, I don't know who they are. All armed soldiers standing around me. But in a moment, they could have opened the trigger and they could have shot me to death. But they didn't do it. And I believe God was withholding them not to shoot me. And as soon as we stopped there, the police officer told me, if you would have said that's your ambulance, I would have stopped you. But later on, after going to the hospital, we didn't praise God. We said, hi, I'm lucky. This is what happened. I didn't praise God. Unless the doctor said me that, you are not lucky, Paul. That's a God who stopped them. And sometimes it will take time for us to recognize what God has done in the past. And David might have prayed like Cain, God gave him a chance to repent, but we know Cain, with his willful decision, he said, instead of repenting, he said, Lord, what the punishment, what you kept for me is more. And then we can see his unwillingness to repent. But David may not, don't want to lose them, but they want to know that God rules in Israel. They may come to know as a God in heaven. And like God showed mercy for him, he might have pleaded that they may have mercy so that they can come to God. And we know at this time, we don't know what your circumstances are at this time. And we may have difficulties and we may not be able to spend time with the families and friends. But friends, here's, we have a loving God who loves us. And as David looked upon God, and even God is inviting us to look upon him, if we turn our Bibles to Isaiah 45:22. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. And if you look down at our sorrows and if your worries, there won't be any cure. But it's only the simple remedy God is giving us. Look to me and be saved. And he's inviting us, all those who are heavy labored, come to me and I will give you rest. instead of that wicked servant who didn't forgive his fellow servant who owed him a little much, but he has been pardoned for too much, but still he didn't recognize the love of God. But let us recognize the love of God and let's forgive one another and let's look on our God for healing. May God bless us. And this is my prayer. Amen.
Single. My God of mercy, shall come.